Haynes School District's interim superintendent will stay through the school year, and a Haynes resident who opened a safe house for abuse victims a few months ago says they've been able to help almost 20 people this year. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Interim Haynes Superintendent Rich Carlson will stay with the district through the rest of the school year. The school board approved an extension to his contract during its Tuesday meeting. The school board voted unanimously to continue the search for a permanent superintendent after receiving a dozen applications by the initial deadline. Alaska Association of School Boards representative Timmy Tullis is leading the search, and she said it would be wise to wait for a larger pool of applicants. At Tuesday's meeting, school board president Anne-Marie Palmieri said she was happy to extend Carlson's contract.
I think Rich has done a great job for us thus far, and I think we are, you know, extremely lucky that, you know, we found somebody of Rich's caliber, with his leadership skills and expertise, who can jump in at the last minute and really keep us moving forward.
There was just one hurdle to prolonging Carlson's stay. He is currently retired, so the district needed permission from the Alaska Department of Retirement and Benefits to continue employing him. Palmieri says she received the go-ahead from them, since the district is employing Carlson on a temporary basis. His contract now ends on June 30th of 2016. Carlson is at the helm while the district figures out how to use test results from the new Alaska Measures of Progress exams. Districts around Alaska scored lower on the new standardized tests because of what education officials say are more rigorous standards. Testing coordinator Kim Cunningham talked about Haynes School's results.
We're doing well in language arts. 49% of our students met the standards. We're meeting standards or partially meeting standards. Math, we're struggling a little bit more. We're still above the state average, but we're not where we want to be.
The school will send out individual student results to parents next week. Also at Tuesday's meeting, the board heard a bit about students' feelings on this year's new bell schedule. The High School Student Council conducted a survey about the schedule. School Board Student Representative Autumn Gross.
Overall, 57% don't like the current schedule that we have and would rather go back to the old schedule.
Gross said about 75% of high schoolers responded to the survey. Of those students, she said 55% preferred the 3-minute periods in between classes that were part of the old schedule, as opposed to the current schedule's 5-minute passing periods. A third of students said they missed having more advisory periods, which is time for students to study or meet with teachers. And the students were split into thirds about whether they liked, disliked, or didn't care about having all 7 classes on Monday and Wednesday instead of on Monday and Friday. Principal Renee Martin said it doesn't look like it will be possible to make any changes to the schedule next semester, but things could change next year.
The staff is all on board for looking at the schedule for next year, too, and have some brainstorming sessions and see, you know, what can we do so that we can look at that and see what's going to work. So I think that's on all of our minds, staff and students.
The school board also approved 3 part-time staff positions to provide tutoring and homework help to migrant education students. Those jobs will be paid for through federal grant funding. The next school board meeting is scheduled for January 12th. The Haynes Chamber of Commerce has 4 candidates running for 5 open seats on the 9-person board of directors. Chamber President Kyle Gray says to serve on the board, you must own or represent a business. The 4 candidates running are Heather Shade, who is up for re-election to her seat, Michael Gainey, Sean Gaffney, and John Hagen. The 5th seat could potentially be filled by a write-in candidate. The new board members will replace Patty Campbell, Kathy Lapp, Barbara Mulford, and Harry Reitz. Scott Sundberg, Bill Kurz, Tom Ely, and Gray will remain on the board. Gray says ballots were recently sent out to the about 120 chamber members. He says a date to count ballots will likely be chosen at the December 18th chamber board meeting. Jackie Mazakis kept seeing victims of domestic violence go back to abusive situations. As a domestic violence and sexual assault health educator at Search, she worked with countless people whose choice to leave abuse was made more difficult because there was no local shelter. Mazakis and her husband Stan worked independently for years to open a faith-based safe house in Haines. In July, that goal was realized. They signed a one-year lease on a safe house, which they call Becky's Place. I talked to Jackie in late November about how it's going.
It's a two-bedroom, but they're quite large, the bedrooms. In one of the rooms, can I share how it's set up, kind of? We have a full-size bed, a crib, and a set of bunk beds so that I can take, like, a mother with her three or four children in at one time, and they can all be in one room. The crib kind of, I broke up crying when I finished it and had it all decorated. It has the Winnie the Pooh theme above the little crib and that whole little area, and it's really homey.
So you've been working towards this for how long now?
Many, many years. I've been in Haines over 20 years, working steadily, obtaining our 501c3 was, I heard from a number of people that they would be more inclined to support us if I had that. So it took me months. It was a lot of work. Our ultimate goal is to buy a home, but we realized that was still so far down the road that the short-term goal was to rent. So it's extremely exciting. Last year we helped 22 women and children, and this year we're up to 18. And I think before the end of the year we'll surpass what we had last year.
You've been able to help some people who have actually stayed there?
Our first week we had somebody, a request to help someone, so pretty phenomenal.
And before you, there hasn't been a place for someone to go. It's just been, they go to Juneau, right?
Juneau, yes. We would find places for them here in town temporarily until we were able to get them on the ferry or the planes. But nothing long-term or mid-term.
And why is it important to have a place in Haines for people who need help here?
Many of the women I dealt with, because they didn't want to uproot their children, pull them out of school, or take them away from their grandparents, or what small amount of security they had, they didn't want to go to Juneau or another city, another location. They would go back to the abuse. It's a big choice, a big decision. It's life-changing. And our whole goal is to be a voice and to let women know that they have choices and options and they don't have to stay. And we will partner with them and walk with them through it. And really, they can come in and feel safe, cry their heart out, or be in shock and work their way through it, whatever their situation is, just to have the quiet time to regroup and to be safe and have the kids safe and know that they don't have to return home to the yelling, the physical abuse. Whatever the situation is, the control, the power that's over them, it's no longer there when they're at Becky's Place.
And what has that been like for you? Because you've been working in this field, seeing the dilemma of people who don't have a safe place to go here. But now there is that, and you're providing that. So what has that been like for you?
It's pretty emotional. It's been wonderful, though. It's there, and to know that they have that option, that's really all I cared about. It's been such a long journey to get to this point.
Now that you have a location, does that mean that you're going to qualify for more grant funding?
Yes. Yeah, that's been a hindrance all along. It shows the validity of us. It shows our consistency. The number of people that we help is really important. It just validates what we're doing. It's been a big part of the puzzle for us. So, yeah. And again, we could not do what we do without the support of our community and working with everyone. It's one life at a time. I know we can't change the world, but we can change our world and our area that we're in and impact. And to see some I've known for years that have been in abusive situations here in town, and to watch their continence change, the healing, the growth, is just so worth it. One woman finally left her situation and rented a place in town, and it took all the funding she had. I'm so proud of her. I see her periodically. Life-changing from the years I've known her to see her where she is now. So let the community know they play a part in that. It's not just us, but they're a link in it too. It takes all of us.
Jackie Mazakis runs Becky's Place, a nonprofit faith-based safe house for victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. Becky's Place has operated a safe house in Haines for about 5 months now. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening.